Somebody shout hallelujah. Beloved, you are welcome to the episode 11 of season 5 of Biblical Phronesis. In episode 10, we talked about commitment. We said providence is not far away when we are committed to the work that God has given unto us. This is assured as God always provides what is required to get his work done. In the same episode 10, we highlighted 4 characteristics of commitment that a leader should strive to have. We said every leader involved in the work of rebuilding, like Nehemiah, should, number 1, have a sense of purpose, always have a sense of purpose and direction. Number 2, have a clear perspective about what is going on around you and what your intentions are. Number 3, pray consistently like Nehemiah did. He prayed before every action. And number 4, be courageous. Be persistently courageous even when under fire. Because it is not usually your work you are doing, it is the work of God. These characteristics or attributes helps in the rebuilding effort, and it helps leaders to leave a positive legacy when the time or their season of leadership is done. Beloved, I can assure you, apart from God, all season of leadership has a terminal date, has a start and end date, just as it did with Nehemiah, Moses, Joshua, and everybody. So, a legacy is what we pass on or what we leave behind. Every leader that I met with must think about it. The legacy of a leader could be sustained or destroyed. That's why every leader must be mindful about legacy that they are going to leave behind after their season of actions. That was why Nehemiah was mindful of this. He was mindful of his legacy, and he took steps to ensure that his legacy endured. So our passage today is from Nehemiah chapter 13. Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 11 to 14. And I read from the NLT version that we have been using since the beginning of the season. I read now from verse 11. Nehemiah said, "And I immediately confronted the leaders and demanded, 'Why has the temple of God been neglected?' Then I called all the Levites back again and restored them to their proper duties." That is a leader in action. "And once more, all the people of Judah began bringing their tithe of grain, new wine, and olive oil to the temple storehouse." They had stopped before when Nehemiah was not around in his absence. Verse 13. Nehemiah said, "I assigned supervisors for the storerooms, Shemai the priest, Zadok the scribe, Pedah one of the Levites, and I appointed Anan son of Zakur and grandson of Matthias as the assistant. This man had an excellent reputation." You can imagine. So when a leader appoints people with questionable reputation, either in the secular or in the church, you must question. You must be circumspect and pray for that leader and the person being appointed, because it's really against the tide of what God wants. "And it was their job to make honest distribution to their fellow Levite." Meaning, before now, dishonesty was rife in the absence of Nehemiah. The final verse, the final passage to be read in this is chapter 14. Nehemiah 13:14. Nehemiah said, "Remember this good deed, O my God, and do not forget all that I have done faithfully, or I have faithfully done for the temple of my God and its services." May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, verse 13 that just read shows us that the four treasurers, out of the four treasurers, one was a priest, one was a Levite, one was a scribe, and one was a layman. All the four of them were trustworthy. They were men of good reputation, as I've read. Men of good reputation. I've read in verse 13. So Nehemiah appointed them to make sure resources were shared equitably. This is similar to the deeds of the apostle while appointing the kings in Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to 5. Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to 5. It was necessary for Nehemiah to follow this step because things were going wrong in his absence when he went back to Persia. Beloved, the text in Nehemiah 13:1 to 14 that we have just read, the text for this episode, shows that Nehemiah reprimanded Jewish officials for neglecting the house of God. He reprimanded them He said in verse 11 direct, why is the temple of God being neglected? He rebuked them because the officials had failed to ensure the people of Judah obeyed God correctly. This situation was pathetic and painful to Nehemiah because it was a clear departure from the agreement he had with the officials before he left them. In fact, it was different because when we look at Nehemiah 10:39b, he already agreed with them that they will look after God's house and they will do what is right. So besides rebuking the officials for their neglect, Nehemiah took action to correct the problem. In verse 13 to 19, he took action. Every leader must be able to make up their mind after public participation and consultation. He stationed, delivered, and deposed, and appointed four trustworthy men in verse 13 to oversee sharing of tithes. Tithes was not in money, it was in grain, wine, and oil. As usual, Nehemiah prayed before he carried out those tasks. Beloved, Nehemiah prayed. In verse 14 that I read, we see that he said, remember this good deed, oh my God, I do not forget that I have faithfully done for the temple of my God and his services. His prayer, remember me, oh my God, was not about getting a new blessing from God. Rather, Nehemiah did not want his effort of reform to be undone by the neglect of others or by the actions of others. He did not want his legacy to be in shambles because of neglect. No, he didn't want that. Beloved, to put the story in clear perspective, Nehemiah spent 12 years in Jerusalem rebuilding the wall and reforming the people. He was not just building the wall. He had to reform the people so that the wall did not come down once he turns his back. Therefore, he returned after finishing rebuilding the wall. Thereafter, he returned to Babylon in fulfillment of his promise to the king. He was able to return because the city wall rebuilding project was complete and the people had turned to God once more. So he felt, well, my time is done, my work is complete. However, while Nehemiah was away from Jerusalem, decay began to set in among the people again and again. Although the people had promised not to worship idols, disobey and dishonor God, their actions while Nehemiah was away were contrary. They had strayed again from what they said. Beloved, Nehemiah returned to find the people were not honoring and keeping the Sabbath, for example. They were not paying their tithe and offering as well. And the high priest has even allowed Tobias, one of the enemies of the wall rebuilding project, and the people to live in the temple. You can imagine. Tobias was one of the three men who had tried to cause trouble for Nehemiah and failed. Yet he was allowed by a priest into the temple. So when Nehemiah returned and made these problems, he addressed them effectively. He addressed them promptly. He did not allow them to linger. Every leader must have the gift of decisiveness. You must be decisive. Address things as they arise. After praying to God, don't allow things to linger and falter and make a small mountain thereafter because of neglect. So, Nehemiah evicted Tobias from the temple and returned the place to its intended use, to its original use. He instructed the people to honor the Sabbath and stop mingling and fiddling with idolatry, which, by the way, God already prohibited from Exodus chapter 20. So, beloved, let's look at practical wisdom from this episode. As a man of integrity, once the work of rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem was completed, Nehemiah returned to the king of Persia. Why? He already promised the king he was going to return. So there was nothing holding him back. And he returned. However, he recognized that he must appoint others to lead the Jews in Jerusalem, or else they were going to stray. This is a lesson in leadership, as a one-time victory can be undone by neglect or omission. So for the work to go on, Nehemiah knew he had to empower others to lead. The appointment was necessary as the people tend to compromise God's instruction when there's no oversight. So Nehemiah learned a lesson that all leaders of today must take to heart. Namely, when the leader is away, the people tend to stray. They stray from what they have agreed not to do. In particular, when Nehemiah returned, he met the following. And they are there in chapter 13 that we read. Number one, he met the people in a compromised companionship. They were already fiddling with idols. Nehemiah 13:1-9. They were already fiddling and toying with idolatry. So we're already worshiping idols. Number two, financial fiasco, non-accountability, corruption, and lack of transparency was rife. Nehemiah 13:10-14, as it is today, even in the house of God. Number three, secularized Sabbath was the order of the day. They were buying and selling on the Sabbath and even in the synagogue, in the temple. That's Nehemiah 13:15-22. And of course, there were domestic disobedience. Nehemiah 13:22-31. So Nehemiah had to act against compromised companionship, financial fiasco, secularized Sabbath, and domestic disobedience he made. Beloved, biblical phonosis 1 of this episode shows us that when we fail to develop a strong inner circle and reproduce our vision in a team of leaders, everyone will stray in our absence. They will drift to practical failure. As we read in Nehemiah 13:11, we learned that Nehemiah called all the levied back and restored them to their proper duties. That must be done to leave a good legacy. Second, biblical phonesis suggests that a good legacy develops only when a team has been trained and positioned to carry the torch forward. Not that you train them, but you don't hand over the baton to them. No. You must train them and hand over the baton to them. Beloved, without a successor, there is no success. We must not fool ourselves. Without a success, our legacy is in tatters, is in jeopardy. Let us pray now. Father, thank you for yet another insightful episode of Africa Finances. Thank you for the past 10 episodes of this season. Lord God, help us to develop a new legacy of positive impact in our journey of life in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless us with honest and trustworthy people in our circle of influence so that we can empower them to carry on the mission. In Jesus' most precious name. Beloved, if you enjoyed this episode, please like us on our various media platforms and also join us at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Restoration House online or on site in Bloemfontein, South Africa. We welcome comments from you. Please use all our platforms on Facebook as well as YouTube. Till we come to you in the next episode of Biblical Phonesis, may the Lord keep you safe and blessed. May He shower you with divine wisdom daily to succeed in the mighty name of Jesus.